Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the show. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, we've been having a very, very good time on the show this week. Amen. Yesterday, we got, listen, God covered, there was so much that God covered on this show, on this broadcast, praise God. I am just so excited about what he is doing. Before we get dive into it, praise God, and really, really we're going to talk a little bit more about Paul, a little bit more about Gideon, praise God, because we want to squeeze everything out of that word, praise God, to make sure that we are equipped for this next shift, for this next place that God has taken us into. While we are, I'm going to get ready to do our weather, but while we're doing that weather, I want you to pull out your Bibles and turn to Judges 6. I want you to turn to Judges 6. Now, we started off talking about the fig tree yesterday, praise God, amen, and talked about how Jesus cursed that fig tree because that fig tree, when he went to get something to eat from it, tree to serve its purpose, and it didn't have figs on it to serve its purpose, praise God, he cursed it, and the next time he passed that tree was dead. In other words, that means the root of it was dead as well. Praise God. Come on, people of God. Amen. Let's shift. Praise God. Let's bring forth fruit. Praise God. Because we don't want to be that cursed fig tree. We want to make sure that we are producing, amen, well, that we are being of service in the areas that God has called us to. Praise God. Amen. Again, welcome to my gospel soul. And breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Amen. Now I want to let you know what's going on in your weather. And hey, I love the cold weather. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Through the summer, we was like, it's hot, hot, hot. Hell is a hot place. I don't want to go. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. Praise God. Amen. I love the cold weather. You got jackets, boots, scarves, come on now, hats. Amen, glory to God. And you got comforters where you could just get under that comforter, praise God. Amen, glory to God, and just get cozy, praise God. So this is my favorite time of year. Amen, for the rest of the day, it's going to be partly cloudy in the late morning and early afternoon. Then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds. 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny, highs around 70, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, sunny, mostly clear, lows around 40. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday morning, it's going to be sunny, highs around 70. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear on Friday night, lows in the lower 40s. When you tune in Friday, we will give you a forecast, amen, for your beautiful, beautiful weekend. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I feel good in my spirit. Praise God. Amen. God is, hey, God, amen, is calling us to a higher place of praise. Don't miss the shift.
Afraid to stand upon the mountain and to magnify his name, to tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh God,
that's it, let your voice ring.
To a higher place,
afraid.
Everybody, Zion.
Is calling me
to a higher place.
Stand upon the mountain
and the magnify.
To
tell all the people, every nation that he reigns. I can hear Zion calling. Come on, sing it again. Zion is calling me
to a higher place.
It's a call of authority to
stand upon the mountain
and to magnify, to make his name larger in any situation. To tell all the people, every nation that he reigns. I can hear Zion call. Come on, let's go higher to the Lord.
Zion
is calling me to a higher place.
Stand
upon the mountain and a magnify. Oh,
tell all the people,
every nation that he reigns on. I can hear Zion calling. To hear the Lord call. He's calling us to holiness. 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 I can hear Zion calling. It's an apostolic call. I can hear the Lord call. I can hear the Lord call. I can hear the Lord call.
Amen. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Amen. A higher place of praise. Are you willing to go? Everybody is not going to go with you. I just want to tell you that, praise God. Everybody, amen, is not going to go with you. Everybody, amen, is not going to be in that shift with you, praise God. And sometimes, amen, glory to God, we forget that. Amen, glory to God. But when we come back, we're going to talk about it a little bit more.
Don't you wanna go? I know I do. You see, I got a mansion in heaven. I'm going home where my Savior is. Look forward to to walk in the streets of gold. Yeah, yeah, in the gates.
Things that are coming up. We're going to get into talking about Gideon, amen, and him, God having to shake Gideon to remind him of what God sent him there for. Praise God. Gideon had got lost in his circumstances and situations, praise God, and almost missed God. But how many of you out there know, amen, glory to God, God is going to get out of you, amen, what he put in you, praise God. Gideon, praise God, amen. Well, listen. We'll talk about it in just a few minutes. I want to give a shout out, praise God, amen, to God's Word Holiness Church, where the pastor is none other than Pastor Jordan Gray. Hallelujah, amen. And that's over at 5901 Southridge. We got a women's conference coming up in the month of January. As a matter of fact, it is January the 24th and the 25th. On the 24th, we're going to be there for 7 p.m., and on the 25th, we're going to be there at 10 a.m. in the morning, praise God. We're going to eat good, praise God. We're going to eat good. And I'm talking about on the Word of God. And then we're going to eat a good breakfast, praise God. So you don't want to miss it. We got some powerhouses that are going to come through. And we're going to talk about the woman at the well. We're going to talk about, yes, amen. We're going to talk about that woman, praise God. God knew everything about her. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. But really told her, praise God, gave her a mission. Gave her a mission, praise God, to carry out, praise God. So we definitely, amen, want you to come out, be with us again at God's Word Holiness Church at 5901 Southridge, Houston, Texas, 77033. Praise God. You don't want to miss it. You'll never be the same again. Glory to God. Come out and get a taste of living water. Praise God. This is Pastor J on My Gospel Soul, praise God, and we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. If you will, praise God, turn over to Judges 6, praise God. That's where we are at. Amen. Glory to God. That's where we are at. Judges 6, verse 11, praise God. And like I say, we're going to chew on this word. We're going to go through this word, praise God, amen, and believe God to listen. Sometimes we listen to the Word of God and we can hear everybody else's story. We get a word for someone else. But today, amen, let's try to make sure that we're getting what we need for ourselves, praise God, because how can we be any good to others if we're not walking in our purpose and our call ourselves? Glory to God. We are destined for greatness, praise God. But some of us, amen, are on the wrong road, glory to God. And we learn that, praise God. We learn that as we talk about Gideon, praise God. Amen. Gideon, before, amen, that great battle he fought, praise God, he went through a time, praise God, where he got caught up with his situation. He got caught up, amen, dealing with his natural manifestation. Oh, I'm poor. Oh, I'm down. Oh, you know, fear and anxiety had crept up on him, praise God, and it hindered, amen, glory to God. It hindered, amen, what God really called him to do. And then the angel of the Lord had to come to Gideon and help him, remind him. How many of you have ever been through a shaking? Amen. You have ever been in a place where God had to shake you. He had to shake your foundation. He had to shake your life, praise God. I tell people that's God doing a sweep, glory to God. Sometimes we in our go-throughs in life, we say, man, I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my vehicle. I lost this and I lost that. Sometimes God has to clear the path or allow the path to be cleared so that you can see him, praise God. Amen. Listen. If God did it for you before, he'll do it again. Hallelujah. He will do it again. I believe that's that song by Shirley Caesar that says, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. That it'll always come through. For you, he's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but let me tell you something, people of God, he will do it again. Amen. So let's just pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for, amen, the show on today, praise God, another opportunity to share your holy word. On this broadcast, amen, we pray that we know that your word, amen, will go out there and accomplish what it set out to do, and it will not return unto you void, praise God, amen, hallelujah. All right, and we pray all these many blessings in your son Jesus' name, praise God, amen. In this word today, glory to God, amen, we see that Gideon, amen, glory to God, was burdened with the burden of poverty. Praise God, with the spirit of lack, amen. He was in a place in his life, praise God, where he was experiencing lack. Glory to God, amen. And sometimes, like I said earlier, when we go through some things in life, praise God, when we go through, amen, sometimes we lose focus on what God has called us to do. We lose focus. Sometimes the kids, it's something going on in the household. It's something going on in your finances, at the job, praise God. It's something that hits your life, amen, that shakes your emotions and your heart. And you lose focus on what God has called you to do, praise God. We want to address that today, and we want to rub those, you know, when the doctor is when someone comes to the emergency room and they flatline, praise God, amen. And the doctor comes in and the nurse and they rub those paddles together, praise God, and they put it on that person's chest and they shock them. They say, clear, and they shock them, praise God, amen. God is doing that right now in your life, praise God. He is rubbing those paddles together through this word today, amen. And it's a shock. He wants to shock you, amen, back. Amen, to your position, praise God. Gideon, amen, was going through this and had no clue, amen, glory to God, until the Lord himself, amen, had just a little talk with him, praise God. We read verse 11, praise God, yesterday, and it says, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash and the Israelites. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. How many times, amen, have we stored up, praise God, amen, we begin to get anxious, we begin to do things out of fear, out of lack, we just are not trusting God, we're not waiting on God for the manifestation of the blessing, of the breakthrough, praise God, and we begin to operate in self. We begin, praise God, to take over and say, I can do it myself, praise God. Gideon was experiencing a lack of trust. He was experiencing anxiety, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And it says that the angel of the Lord just watched him. It said appeared, and the angel of the Lord sat and watched him, praise God, as he thrust his wheat, trying to hide things, praise God, and do it himself. And then it says in verse 12, it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. The angel of the Lord came to him and said, wait a minute, Gideon, understand that God is with you. He is with you. I know it seems like, and some of us are in that seems like, that's where anxieties and insecurities and fear, amen, dwell, in that seems like. Amen. Glory to God. The angel of the Lord say, God is with you, mighty man of valor. Reminding him who he is. God is with you, man of God. God is with you, woman of God. Why do you fear? Why do you function in anxiety, praise God? Why do you watch? What are you doing? And then Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Why? Why am I going through this? Something sound familiar? We talked about this yesterday, and I'm just doing a run-through, praise God. Why? Well, if God is with me, then where is he? And that's what we're doing today. If God is with me, where is he? If God is this, then what, you know, and we go and we get to talking to God, like we get to approaching God. In this mentality, in this attitude, praise God. So if he's here, then where is he? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, and where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Come on now. Hallelujah. Some of us say, I've been here before, praise God. I've lost everything before. Why am I going through this again? Lord, you said. Lord, why this? Lord, why that? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've been there before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then it says, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? Quickly, the Lord said, have I not sent thee? The Lord said, come on, get up and be about my business. Go and deliver my people. See, right there, glory to God, Gideon should have grasped that. He should have said, wait a minute. God was trying to shake Gideon and say, wait a minute, you caught up. You caught up on the cares of this world. You caught up. Praise God, amen. So caught up on your situations, your circumstances, come on your issues, praise God, that you have forgot that I have called you to do a great thing. I have sent you into that place to do a great thing. You say, have not I sent thee? That's what he told Gideon. And a lot of us have went to sleep. A lot of us, amen, have begun, amen, to begin fight in this personal, we got a personal thing we're going after, praise God, when God has sent us there to deal with the big picture. Come on now, hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're caught up. You're caught up, amen, hallelujah. When God say, if you deliver my people, praise God, you won't have to be hiding me. God, come on now. You won't have to be packing stuff away if you go and do what I called you to do. Glory to God. You got a whole nation that is waiting on you to be delivered. You got a whole nation that's waiting on you. Glory to God. People of God, it's a whole nation that's waiting on that word, that's waiting on your call, that's waiting on that ministry that God has planted in your spirit and in your soul. It's a whole nation, oh, glory to God, that's standing in a balance, praise God, hallelujah, and you send back worrying about what you're going to eat. When God sent the disciples out, praise God, he said, don't worry about what about your shelter, your food, glory to God, take what's on your back, hallelujah, and I will provide, glory to God. We got to come out of that place, amen, glory to God, of being caught up on our situation. We got too many people talking in our ear. What about your car? You serve God and you say God is a good God and you say that God is a God of prosperity. Let me tell you something, praise God. You handle God's business and he'll handle your business. Woo! Lord, have mercy. You take care of God's house and he'll take care of your house. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And some of us have to realize, amen, that our deliverance is tied up, praise God, in our mission. Woo! Our breakthrough is tied up, amen, in the breakthrough through our mission. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But but God has to shake us sometimes. He has to shake us, praise God, because our natural man wakes up and our spirit man goes to sleep. So God has to send that angel of the Lord to wake us up. My God. Hallelujah. I got a feeling, amen, that somebody listening, amen, can see where they are right now, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God had to remind him, praise God. Did I not send you? We want to pass the baton to other people. We want to sit back and say, well, they can do it. She can do it. I got to worry about this right now. I got to deal with this right now. And God said, I didn't give it to them. I sent you. Gideon began to tell the Lord, where are you? Where is the God, amen, glory to God, that my forefathers talked about, that my daddy talked about, that my mama prayed to? I remember it was an instance, praise God, where somebody came to me, amen, in my own family and said, what happened, amen, glory to God. My mama been serving God all these years and look at her house. Woo! Glory to God. But God said, I had to let him know, praise God, the blessing might be flowing through you. How do you know that you are not the door, glory to God, that you are not the door, hallelujah, amen, that God is going to use, amen, to deliver your mother? How do you know that you are not the door that God is going to use, not just to deliver you out your situation, praise God, but deliver, amen, a whole nation, a whole city, a whole group of people, praise God? I remember, amen, when I started, amen, in the ministry of dealing with HIV/AIDS, praise God. I remember people say, why you got to talk about that? Why you got to bring that up, praise God? Guess what? Hallelujah. Because God told me to. And it was through that ministry, praise God, God began to set things, amen, in order in my life. The blessings of God and the favor of God began to flow in my life. Because I was about my father's business, praise God. Amen. I thank God for the comments that are coming in. We have one man of God that says, amen, that Gideon had to tell God yes. And that's the truth, praise God. He had to tell God yes. We got to get in a place, amen, in our life, praise God, where we tell God yes. We may not understand it, praise God. We may not understand some of the things that we had to bear, some of the things that we had to go through, some of the things that our parents had to go through, praise God. Amen, glory to God. But you got to begin to seek God for your own call. You got to seek God and say, Lord, what is my purpose in this life? Glory to God. Because it's through your purpose that your family is delivered. When I gave my life to Christ and began to preach the word, it was through me, amen, glory to God, giving my life to Christ that the generation curse was broke off of my children. Come on now, hallelujah. Gideon, amen, hallelujah, had to be shaken, praise God. God had to shake him and say, wait a minute, I called you. You done got caught up, I called you, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then he goes on, amen, verse 15, it says, and he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Listen to this. Listen to this. And this sounds like most of us, praise God. He said, how am I going to save Israel? Behold, my family is poor. My family is poor. Say, wait a minute, my family is poor. How am I going to save somebody and look at the shape that I'm in? My God. I played a song earlier. It said Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Now, in the world, God is talking about the trumpet of Zion. And do you know that the trumpet of Zion is really your voice? Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's your voice. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. See, first we got to put things in order. We got to put things in line. It's the kingdom of God first. Hallelujah. It's the call of God on your life first, and then God comes in and takes care of your family. Come on now. He comes in and like they say, handles your lightweight. My God. He comes in and he handles that for you. Glory to God. Gideon said, I'm poor. Hallelujah. He said, and managed, praise God. He said, I'm poor. He said, then watch this. He said, I am the least in my father's house. He said, I'm the least. Glory to God. He said, I'm not successful. You know, let me bring it to today's time, the way we do it. I don't have a college degree. Lord have mercy. I don't have a big house. Glory to God, in a nice neighborhood. I'm living in I'm bad trying to make it. Y'all know how we do it. Lord, I can't do that right now. I'm not in the position to do that. I can't tell. Listen, let me tell you something, praise God, amen. That's a trick of the enemy, praise God, to keep you from opening your mouth and telling somebody how good God is. It's a trick of the enemy, praise God, amen, to cause you, amen, to shut your or close yourself off from people, praise God, so that they won't get the word that God has placed in your spirit, praise God. You can't sit on God's call, amen, and use your natural situation, amen, to deal with spiritual things. I was talking with the man of God yesterday, praise God, and we talked about how people are trying to use a carnal, worldly mindset to handle spiritual things. You cannot do it. Glory to God. Gideon was in his flesh. He began to think with his natural mind instead of understanding that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. My God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the least in my father's house. I don't have it going on. Nobody calls me, amen, to borrow money. Praise God. I'm the one calling to borrow money. How you going to use me and I'm the least in my father's house? Glory to God. Amen. It said, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. It reminds me of the story of David. Hallelujah. Y'all know I always go to David because David, amen, was just a shepherd boy, praise God. Amen. But he took out Goliath. David was just a shepherd boy, amen. He was a war, even when, now watch this. God told Samuel to go into David's father's house and pick a, because a king was there, praise God. My God. And when Samuel went, his father, amen, David's father called in all David's brothers, but not David. He didn't call in David. He called in his handsome sons. He called in, amen, the ones that were made for war and the ones that everybody liked, the ones that are popular. He called in the ones, amen, glory to God, that everybody would think could be a king. My God. And then you know what? Out of all of that, out of all of that, glory to God, amen. So God told Samuel, say, it's another one. It's another one. Samuel say, is it another? Do you have another son? See, God called the least of them to be the king, glory to God. Hallelujah. And some of us, like I say, are so caught up on our status. We caught up on our social status. We caught up on our financial status. We caught up, glory to God, on that, and we can't move forward. We can't move forward because we're so busy, amen, looking at our natural state, praise God, till we can't understand spiritual things. My God. So David, amen, glory to God. Now watch this. Not only did God call David to be the king, praise God. Now watch this. When Goliath came on the scene, praise God, amen. Y'all know the story of David and Goliath. When Goliath came on the scene, now, everybody was scared to fight Goliath. My God. Everybody was scared to fight Goliath. Amen. But this little bitty David, glory to God, showed up on the scene. Amen. How many of you know when you got God on your side, praise God, there is nothing too hard for God? You can, listen, you are an overcomer. And you can achieve whatever you put your mind to as long as God is on your side. Hallelujah. Amen. Brings me back to that comment from the man of God. All you got to do is say yes. David showed up to the fight. A lot of us won't even show up to the fight. A lot of us won't even show up and face the obstacles. Come on now. A lot of us won't even show up because we think that battle is too big for us. We'll choose to fight for some, like Gideon, we'll choose to fight for some wheat. But we won't show up for the big fight. God will tell us to go before many people and take a stand in different areas. We won't do that, praise God. But if it's something right there in our house, Lord, I need a little money. My God. Hallelujah. Some of you right now got organizations, God said, apply for a grant. You'd rather go and peddle and ask people for a dollar, praise God, than to stretch your faith, praise God, amen, and ask God, glory to God, take God right on in that grant writing seminar with you, praise God, and learn how to write them grants. Oh, I'm talking to somebody out there, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. But I want to encourage you, praise God. God, amen, glory to God, just like he used David, just like he went on in Judges 6 and 16, it says, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as what? As one man. Oh, my goodness. As one man. Glory to God. As one man. Hallelujah. This week we are talking about, praise God, we are talking about, amen, the shift. We are talking about being called to the nation. Glory to God. You're listening to My Gospel Soul with Pastor Jay. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're rightly dividing the word of truth. Please, please stay connected. Praise God. Amen. We're still on the air, but we're going to play a song. And when we come back from this brief break, we're going to do a couple of shout-outs, take some calls, praise God, and believe God, amen, to work a miracle. Amen. In your life.
All sin, sick, and disease.
Diamond right here on My Gospel Soul. Amen. Glory to God. I want to take out this time. You know, I always like to, those that sponsor me or and that have a listing on my sister website, we have over 105,000 listeners. And now we have opened up a website for people to place ads for their businesses, be it small or large. If you want to place an ad on our website, we still have listings available. We have ad space available. If you have a business, praise God, then we are opening up our listening audience to you, praise God. And we pray that you take advantage of that. We have great pricing. We have great pricing. So that website is GSP Black Book. webstarts.com. You can go there, view that site. We have a button on there. You could click that button, praise God, and it'll tell you how to pay for your ad, or you can contact me at 832-590-0856. You contact me at that number, and you can get your ad placed on that website, praise God. Ad or listing, glory to God. One of our new listings is Blessing in Disguise Catering. That is Stella Wilson, praise God. And her number is 832-340-3887. StellaWilson26@gmail.com. You can get in contact with her that way. Now, we also have, let you know about all our catering services that are listed on this site. We also have Deke's Barbecue. And y'all know Deacon Ham, hallelujah. He's on the air all the time, praise God. Deacon Ham's, the name of his catering business is Deke's Barbecue and Catering. And his website is www.deacsbarbecue.com. Glory to God. Amen. I just want to make sure that you're able to access him. Praise God. And then we also have Food from the Soul. Amen. Glory to God. By Lyris Lloyd. Amen. That is 832-224-6471. Praise God. They also have a Facebook page, from Food from the Soul. Praise God. And you can go there, put that in on Facebook. You could also, I believe, make orders on Facebook. Praise God. Amen. So those are different catering services, praise God, that we have listed. Amen. Glory to God. And every day I'll be reading a listing from the site. Amen. Just to help in the advertising. Amen. For these businesses, because it's a lot of small businesses, good businesses, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
and you know, that you can access. So I definitely want to make sure that that you have that opportunity. Praise God. Now, continue. Oh, amen. We got a caller on line one. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, Pastor Jay?
Hey, how you doing?
This is Sister Mama Sonia. Let me first say, I did not know that you had this radio show. So I knew, but I didn't know when to get to. I've been sitting here just having me a Holy Ghost good time. So I just
well,
want to say, praise God. Thank you. I always am so, always am inspired by you and what you do. So, girl, you
amen.
Got it going on.
Amen.
You got it going on in the Lord. Yes.
What's going on, Sister Mama Sonia? You know, you always,
well,
you know what? Y'all, I met Sister Mama Sonia, and Sister Mama Sonia is a fireball like me, praise God. We always got something
that's
going
right.
on. So
that's
come
right.
on, tell me what's going on, Sister Mama Sonia.
Well, you know, this is National Adoption Month, and we have more African-American children who just kind of sit in custody and don't get adopted than anybody else. So what we do in Harris County, we have what's called the Calling Out Ceremony. I'm not forgotten. God knows my name. And then what we do, we talk to, we get the names of the children in Harris County, Houston Harris County, who are currently awaiting adoption, and we literally call out each child's name. We like, you know, we say Dennis 86, Joyce 87, something like that, and we call them out. Now, we used to do a balloon release. But two reasons, we won't do it this year. You know, there's a big helium scarcity, they say. And people say, you know, for the environment now, it's just so beautiful to watch them go up anyway. But because we can't get as much helium, what we're going to do is do a candlelight vigil. After we call it, we're going to call it at least 500 names. And after we do that, we're going to send the names up in the air. What we're asking people to come out and I call out these children's names. You see, this is a forgotten population. Nobody ever thinks of children in foster care. And we have a saying that says, I'm not forgotten, God knows my name. Not having a family is not my guilt or shame. It's a shame that I have to grow up and say the state of Texas is my mom and dad. But for some of us, it's the only parents we've ever had. So we want to bring light to this forgotten population. It is a beautiful ceremony. And what we do, that we have different members of the community to come out and announce it. Then we have entertainment between. Because it's such a heavy, to call off 500 at one time, I mean, it's just too heavy in one's heart. So we have children who will be performing. And Pastor Jay's daughter, who is just an awesome, awesome dancer. We want her to be one of the performers to do a dance for us. She performed with us last February, with the Black History Program at Texas Southern Museum. And Pastor Jay, guess what the theme is going to be this year? Dance. We're honoring the Dance Theater of Harlem. So you know your baby, it will be on its own. It's going to be awesome.
And you know what, the awesome thing about what God is using you to do is that it is touching so many lives, and not just touching their lives, but it's bringing it's teaching people who they are.
That's right, and that's
you know.
Who we want to be. Well, it's going to be this Sunday at 4:00 at St. Stephen Baptist Church. 170 Rittenhouse, RittenHouse, in Houston, Texas. If you have, my number is 832-277-1584. If you have any questions that would like to come. Now, we ask you to bring your family, and particularly children, because we want children, you know, a lot of times our children don't really appreciate us. A lot of times when they get to see all of these children who are not, who don't have families, to hear all of these names, and we'll have pictures of the children there. It is so powerful, and some of the children have come up, and they were just awesome. My nephew, who's adopted, he's going to be reading a piece that he wrote, Why I Like Being Adopted, and it's just going to be a powerful, powerful piece.
My God, my God. And you know what, Sister Mama, I would love for you to come on from time to time and just keep that fresh on our minds.
Girl, consider it done. We also will be calling back in the future. We have an event called Socks, Caps, and Gloves, where we collect socks, caps, and gloves for the homeless. We put them in a Ziploc bag where they get a pair of socks, a pair of gloves, a hat, toiletries, and everything. And we did it last year. We go to Star of Hope. We go to, Search. We go to pretty much all the homeless shelters, and we just pass them out. It is such a powerful ministry. I do it with Safe in His Arms Ministries, Evangelist Tabitha Roper, and we go out, and if I tell you, that's a powerful piece. When the most powerful, we gave it to a little girl at Star Hope. It was a SpongeBob SquarePants cap and glove. We gave it to her. She took it out. She says, "It's mine." I said, "Yeah, baby, and I don't have to share it with my little sister. It's all mine, baby." Hallelujah. We'll be giving more information later on that.
Yeah, and just keep me informed.
Definitely.
Because I read your emails, the informative emails. And I got other ways to put the word out there because my mom wanted to start a home.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think that passion is being passed on. So I want to keep us informed because it's other people that would love
definitely.
To know.
Yes. Well, I thank you for the opportunity to, you know, just give this information. And we'll talk later about getting a daughter there because I'm just so excited. And, by the way, I already put a name on the program. Hello.
All right. Hey, and look, when I tell her, she's going to be floored. She's going to be practicing.
Yes. And to all the listeners, her daughter does not dance. Her daughter ministers through movement.
It is a
ministry of movement, because when she dances, if you didn't see her face, you would think you were looking at a seasoned, grown old woman. That's just how powerful her ministry is. So we just want to, I just know we're all going to be thoroughly, thoroughly blessed.
Sister Mama Sonya, your spiritual daughter just walked through the door. Say something, Simone.
Hey.
Hi, Simone. How you doing, darling?
Hi.
You have been asked to dance on Sunday for the adoption calling out ceremony. And like I told your mom, I already put your name on the program. Because how well, like I was telling the audience, you don't dance. You minister through movement. So we're looking so forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Amen. Yeah. Hey, y'all. Listen, that's Sister Mama Sonya, praise God. We pray to hear more from her. I know we will, praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Now that I know where to find you.
Amen. And today's show is about just that, praise God. Come on, y'all. It's time to walk in what God has called us to
that's
do,
right.
praise God.
That's right.
Because people's deliverance is weighed in the balance, praise God. It's stuck. And when you give your testimony or when you launch out and begin to walk the mission God has sent you to do, it's breakthrough. Come on, deliverance, praise God, in those areas. Just like that little child that said, "I don't have to share these gloves. These are mine," praise God.
That's right.
It's people waiting to have that testimony, praise God. So we thank everyone, especially Sister Mama Sonya, for tuning in to My Gospel Soul today. Praise God. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with
God,
all things are possible. Thank you for tuning in to My Gospel Soul Central with Pastor Jay and friends.
The word of truth. You can find my